Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. It's a great Friday. Always on Friday is my Rolling Stones intro to start the show. It's a special day for me. I got one of my best buddies sitting in here with me. I got somebody in the studio, which is awesome. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. My buddy is Mr. Scott Brower. Hello, buddy.
How you doing? If we're going to do this again, maybe we can lead in with a little country. You got yours, I got mine.
Yeah, exactly. Pull it a little closer to you.
Pull it closer? Oh, no, I haven't heard that before.
There you go. So how are you doing?
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
I think there's a phrase. Thanks God it's Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Friday, and when we get done with this, it is definitely time for a beverage.
Yes, it is. Friday, it's Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to you.
To you as well.
Yes. So, if you want to check us out on Twitter, you can go to at Steen on Sports or at 1700 The Champ. Scott, Twitter is?
Active. I have to look it up. It's at SBrower13, if I remember correctly.
I think that's correct. You also can check out Facebook at 1700 The Champ. Website, 1700thechamp.com. You can listen to the show live. Microphones in the upper right-hand corner. And you also can download podcasts. I just got done. I did yesterday's show on there. You also can go to wherever you, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. It's Friday. It's my show. Hi, Nana. Love you, Nana. Take care of Nana. I got to take care of Nana. Want to talk about a couple of sponsors, and Scott enjoys these sponsors just as much as I do. One is Northwest Bank, two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. This is a pretty easy read for me. It's a great bank with a great product, with great people there and great staff, and you're going to be treated right. For a bank, that's all you need. That's easy. Tell them Steen sent you. Walk in, open up an account, and see what they can do for you. Member FDIC. Second is BetMGM. Scott is a BetMGM guy. He's on a winning streak. So, coming in here with me is going to go. He's going to go right down. It's a great sports betting app. Easy to download. Easy to deposit. Easy to bet. And my gosh, this weekend you got NASCAR. You got IndyCar. You have the U.S. Open. You have NBA playoffs. You have hockey playoffs. You have, I mean, there's just everything that you can think of you can bet on. Soccer. Soccer's a big one. I don't do well betting on soccer either because I don't know all the teams.
And the app is very helpful because it will just throw out ideas for
you. Yes, it will. And it gives you parlay ideas and everything. Make sure that you gamble responsibly and make sure that you only bet what you're willing to lose. There's a reason that we all enjoy going to Las Vegas, and that's because we love staying in their ginormous hotels, and everything is so big and so pretty is because they make a lot of money. So take your time, figure it out, and don't get yourself in trouble. Scott's going to be here with me today. We have one guest coming in. B. Styles is coming in here. He loves when he gets to do his Friday spot. I have him moved all over the place in the last couple of weeks because we've been off. And he was excited to do it. And I'm like, well, we'll both ask him questions. Last week, we did a golf tournament.
Yes, we did.
Doug Mayo. Mm-hmm. Because I talked about it, but tell us a little bit about the Doug Mayo Invitational, if you will.
Doug Mayo Invitational. This was our eighth year doing that. Doug was very active in the Des Moines Home Builders Association. I don't know an exact date. Around 10 years ago is when Doug passed, but he was very active in scholarships for the kids. So his wife, Leslie, with the help of State Home Builders and Des Moines Home Builders, created the Doug Mayo Open so that there are, just because of the money, the funds raised from the golf outing that we do every year, it goes directly to students that are going into the trades, per se. So it's been successful. I've been to all eight of the golf tournaments. I mean, I don't really want to miss golf tournaments, but you've been to most of them with me as well.
I was going to say at least six.
And just ask us to go to that tournament. It will rain. It can be in a massive drought, and it still rained on us this year. So,
it did.
Lord. Wasn't long enough, but it did rain a little bit.
It was nice, though, because it went from being 98 degrees to 78 degrees for a little bit anyway. No, it was a fun time, and I mean, there were a lot of people there, so well attended.
Oh, yeah. Usually it's, I think one year there was, we had tripled up on every tee for the 18, but I think there was two groups on every tee. Moved well.
Oh gosh, yes.
We played phenomenal golf as we always do.
We did. We actually did. For we were missing a partner because he didn't feel good.
Right.
And for Travis, you and I to shoot 5 under, we just all of us picked each other up on just all over the place, which was a lot of fun.
It was.
It was a good time for a good cause. I had to start with this yesterday. So I don't know if you listened to the show yesterday, but yesterday, Frank Bonner passed away yesterday.
Yeah.
And that is Herb from WKRP in Cincinnati. And I went home last night and somebody had sent me saying, you know, that was so cool. You know, that's the quirky thing about your show. You never know. Sometimes you just pop something up and you said something. And I go, and then he sent me the video of, oh gosh, I just forgot what the boss's name was, but when him and Herb came back into the studio and he said, "For as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly." That was such, a good
turkey drop.
Oh my goodness. So I had to bring you cause I knew you'd get a kick out of that. The other thing that I'm fascinated with is SpaceX.
Okay.
I'm fascinated by the fact that somebody like Elon Musk can do the stuff that he's doing and making it look, now that's the thing, making it look easy. And I know the first 2 years when they were trying to get all these spaceships and stuff, they had a horrible time.
Right.
I never thought in my lifetime that I'd see a spaceship be shot up, get into orbit, and have their two engines, jet propulsion engines that they have, come back and land standing straight up on a pad somewhere in the middle of the ocean.
Well, I think it's also the idea that it's private money. You don't have the same playbook that we've had for decades.
So when you blow up 100 spaceships, you still have money.
Right.
You don't have to go back to Congress and go, "Hey, I need money."
Well, I mean, he's not exactly the most conventional person in the world, for Pete's sake. So if his big thing is start outside the box, then make a new box, and then get outside of that box. So, I mean, this is the way he wants to do it. This is the way he's going to do it. And he creates his own, like I said, if he wants to change the rules midway, it's his game.
Right. And the same in cars. I mean, it's a totally different thing. And you, I mean, we know people that have Teslas and they live by them. Yeah. I mean, nothing ever again except for that.
Right.
So it's just a crazy thing. But that just, that always makes me wonder
what's next?
Well, what's next? And the fact that you get government out of business doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even though they love being in it. Because it's unlimited money, but it dries up quickly, and that happens.
You're in two different realms because he is rudder by himself, whereas government money is rudder by money as well.
Right.
But it's you got a lot of different places,
and it changes. Yes. That's the problem with the government. It changes.
Yes.
It has the capability of changing every 2 years, and definitely has the capability of changing every 4. So that makes it very difficult to try to have a set thing that you want in your mind to do that. Do you, if I told you you could only watch one sporting event for the audience, what would you watch? Are you a baseball guy because you're a Cubs fan? Are you a football guy? We'll get to the dog, but are you a football guy more because you're a Dolphins fan, or are you just a football guy?
Are you saying, okay, I can only watch the Dolphins, I can only watch the Cubs, or can I just watch college football? I don't take away my college football.
That's what you like the most.
Yeah, I'm a Cyclone, but I married into a Hawkeye family. So I watch the Hawkeyes. I've got, I watched Washington State, the Cougs. My buddy gave me a Coug shirt. You can't walk through an airport in the United States without somebody screaming Cougs at you. I mean, it's all college football is so much fun. You know, you're going to watch your NFL games. There's the 1 o'clock, the 3 o'clock, whatever, but you're Friday night getting ready for your Saturday, football game, whether you get to go grab some friends to go to the game, whether you're getting together as a group to go to the garage bar and watched on the big screen, you know, that type of deal. It encompasses the whole day. I love college football.
Yeah, I agree with you. And there's something to it that makes it more, not more watchable, but more, it makes me more excited to see college football than professional football sometimes.
Yes.
And I think it's just the fact that not everybody's good. So
yes.
And you get to see some, I like college football more. I definitely like, I've tailgated down in Kansas City. I've tailgated up in Minnesota. I've tailgated in Chicago. Still don't come close to tailgating at college games. Crazier. You see crazier things, but I don't think it's as fun.
Right.
Because it's fun to see, you know, when we go up and tailgate in Ames, it's more fun to watch my kids tailgate than it is to watch all of us old people tailgate.
Right.
Because they're in it, you know. But you have a special group. You're a friend of Mike Lacy's. It's fun to tailgate with Mike Lacy. I mean, Mike Lacy.
It's fun to be close to the stadium, is what you're saying. Yeah, it is.
It is. Very nice. And, you know, that makes it, it makes it a lot of fun. I'm trying to get the audience to get to know. I mean, this is a very special person in my life. Lumbermans.
Yes.
That's the company that you are the
Vice President. Yes. Lumbermans Drywall Roofing Supply.
And it's a supply company.
Yes. And the reason that, just to go over it quickly, is it's drywall, which is your gypsum board, you know, the sheetrock, as they say in the house, and roofing. They don't seem like they are a lot alike or in the same plane genre, if you will, but it's about the trucks. We have articulating boom trucks that have, you know, forklifts on the end of them, if you will, and we can put it in a one-story, a two-story, three-story, up to five-story. But it's you're moving the product around, even though they're dissimilar products, but you're using the same mechanical devices to move the product. That's why we are what we are. We're everything a lumberyard isn't, basically.
Right. Right. And more commercialized than residential or?
No. It's a pretty 50-50 split.
50-50, that's good.
And that you've got to be diversified. You got to have all the cylinders hitting, or you will have a great time and all of a sudden you're stopped. So we've got a very diverse palette. It's a good deal.
Good. Explain this to me.
Yes, sir.
You live on the south side. Your work is on the south side. What the hell is Fluor always under construction for? Tell me that, buddy.
What's the phrase? I wish I would better myself as much as Fluor does. I've seen it on shirts. But anyway, it's going to be great. Once there's going to be sidewalks on each side.
I think that's a great thing.
From my understanding, they were trying to slow it down so it is not the speedway from Grays Lake to the airport that it was becoming. But like with where our business is right there on Bell Avenue and Fluor, they've already, the curbs are in. I think they're on their third round of blacktop. I mean, it should be fairly soon that the Bell Avenue, what is it, George Flagg Parkway, that one, it will be, we're close to, I bet you, that opening up. I know they've got a lot of sidewalks and things like that, but they're already starting to move the lights on Park and Fluor, which that'll be the next section on the west side that they shut down, which will be delightful because that'll shovel everything back down to Bell again. But they did get the irrigation done in the flower areas down through from Grays Lake up to Bell. They're working their way up. I mean, because once a week we get to go from two lanes to one lane because the poor guy out there with the truck and the
everybody
wand.
Honking at him, yeah, and yelling, exactly, and screaming at him.
But he was making more than you and I will ever hope to make. But anyway, they're getting closer. It will be because there is a lot of traffic. And when we have friends from our buying group coming to town, they're staying downtown, they're going to the airport. We want that area to look nice.
I agree.
It's you know. We have come such a long way. It was funny. We had 180 people come in for one of our buying groups, came to town, and they're like, we're going to Des Moines. You know, they're Chicago, Minneapolis, Orlando, Yakima, Washington. I mean, they're from all over the United States. And when they left, they said, oh, my God, we are coming back. I love this place.
How can you not? I mean, and a great airport, by the way.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Easy airport.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's easy. So, you know, I get that. And I think that's an important thing. One of the things we got about a little less than a minute. So I told people today, we're going to talk beer. We're going to talk cooking. Yeah. We're going to talk albums.
Okay.
We got a lot to talk about. Well, this next segment, we'll go through some quick sporting headlines just to make sure I keep my sporting people.
Right.
But I brought you in here to introduce you to the world today.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And understand our crazy relationship that we've right. had for years and years. And it's like, it doesn't matter if we haven't seen each other for 2 days or 2 months, it just flows right back into right. doing something.
We've been doing it for years.
Not everybody, you know, not everybody gets to do. And on Father's Day, it's kind of a special thing because that's my part that I enjoy so much about being a father, a dad, and family. So you're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Scott and I will be back right after this break. You don't want to miss it. I got a feeling we're going to start off with some sports, but we're ending it with beer right after this timeout.
You're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. It's the end of the week. Hope everybody had a great time at work today. And now you're off for the weekend. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. This is going to be a fun segment because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. If you want to check us out on Twitter, you can go to @1700TheChamp, @SteenOnSports, Facebook @1700TheChamp, website 1700TheChamp.com. Let's go. Oh, where do I want to start? I'm going to give you one here. I thought of you. I asked this to Tiff yesterday, too. Victoria's Secret's getting ready to go away from their models and are going to try to sell to a different, not that they're trying to sell, but they're going to use different advertising. They had Priyanka Chopra, who I thought, who's that? And then they put the last name on there. It's one of the Jonas Brothers' wife.
Yes.
Gorgeous, by the way. So it's not like they're really going away. Megan.
The Jonas Brothers? Or you mean?
No, her.
Sorry.
Megan Rapinoe, the soccer star. That's yes. another one. But it's really funny when you... This is what I told Tiff. I'm like, it's a company that pretty much went bankrupt because they made lingerie for, 3% of the population in the country?
Right.
And now, they're trying to change that. I guess that's a good idea. But so I try to do this all the time when I have Tiff on. I try to ask her one question that just completely throws her off base. Jeez. And then go.
And you got me. Okay. had not heard that, but I understand it.
I understand it, too.
I'm sure your wife has told you of Adore Me. I mean, it's a,
yes.
It's an app basically. And it's kind of like the old record club. Okay. You get these up front and then if you don't tell them, they keep sending you stuff every month. Once they get their matrix, if you will, their algorithm figuring out you like this a lot and they'll send you more of the same. But I just think the whole, what they've been doing with Victoria's Secret. Yeah. They've got to shake it up. I shouldn't use that phrase, but anyway, they need to change it up because the standard brick and mortar and all the money that they do with just the models, same thing. They've got to make it a wider market, and I think they know that.
Yeah, and I agree with that as well. Let's see here. Where do I want to go with Black Crowes? You like Black Crowes?
Oh wow, he's excellent.
Yeah. Getting ready to
just. Does everyone know that this is decades of you and I doing this around a fire
with a few beers after baseball games? Absolutely. They said the Robinson Brothers have about 20 songs. They're just trying to figure out which ones they want to put on to release a new album.
Really,
I'm a huge Black Crowes fan. I like listening to Black Crowes. And we'll get into kind of our top five ish right. say, but it's a different style of what is out there now.
Yes.
I'm struggling. You are more country than I am. And I am.
But I don't like mainstream country.
Yeah. No, you don't. You like, and I like the kind of country. I'm trying to think what kind of, tell me what's the one we always talk about? What's his?
Casey Donahue.
Casey Donahue.
I've likened it to call it, it's Texas bar band.
Right.
Country is what it is. Your Stoney LaRue, your Casey Donahue, your Those guys. I mean, the only reason I even got into them is because they actually will. They'll play Woolies. They play First Avenue Club. They go to the college crowd, and that's where they really, you know, kind of hit it off.
Yeah, I like Brothers Osborne.
Oh God, yes.
I like them.
Yeah,
I just started. I mean, I saw the 60-minute thing on them and all the things that they're going through, and you know, that's kind of that ties into a lot of what's, you know, you have tennis players that are taking time off because they're just mentally
right.
exhausted. I get it. I mean, especially if you have kids. I mean, we've gone through the whole kid gauntlet, you know, and when you it's stressful. I mean, everything about it is stressful, and it doesn't stop because they go to college or they are out of the house. Right. You still worry about everything, but all the mental stress. Matthew Wolf, I love watching him play golf. He has a different thing, and he does that. He had to take 2 months off because he was done. He couldn't take it anymore. He couldn't take the stress, and you know, that's a difficult thing. And people, mental illness, people don't understand that,
right?
And they think it's a weakness. It's not a weakness. It's just your body is begging you for a reset. And we're just too, what's the word? It's not arrogance, proud. We have no idea how to understand our bodies, right?
Exactly.
If we did, we wouldn't do some of the things that we do to our bodies.
Especially at our age.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, it's like we think every musician, every politician, every athlete is indestructible because we can't do what they do. So that makes them indestructible.
Right.
It doesn't make them indestructible.
Well, and it's, they have this gift, they have this talent to do what they do, therefore they love it. No,
they don't.
It becomes a dark cloud of, I have to do this over and over again. I mean, it's you know, to hear the stories of, or this Jimmy Buffett, geez, please do not send me another margarita. Yeah, I get it. It's a cool song, but or you know, I don't want to play that song again. Or I've heard some youngsters that we've, you know, our boys that played baseball, sometimes I don't want to today. You know, I mean, it's, and you get it. I mean, but
sometimes it's because you're in somebody's yard and have a baseball shot out of the lawnmower.
Okay. Well, first of all, that was million to one shot, but your son is fine. But yeah, that was,
that's
a story. Yeah,
it is a story. Here's an interesting thing when you're talking about athletes too. And I mean, these guys are taking some heat, the Philadelphia 76ers. And by the way, so Scott's into sports betting now, so I'm going to throw some stuff at him here too. 76ers play the Atlanta Hawks tonight. They're down 3-2 now. They had a 26-point lead against Atlanta.
Yes.
Atlanta, who has three people who can score, and they lost that game. And Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons didn't take a shot in the second half. One makes $140 million over a certain amount of time. The other one makes like $85 million over a certain time. You would expect someone getting paid that. That'd be like me saying, Scott, you make $140,000, but you didn't show up for work for the last 4 days.
Right.
Well, your company wouldn't allow that.
No.
But we think...
It'd be a great 4 days, though.
Yeah, it'd be a great 4 days, right? And here's the funny thing, and all the people are doing is ripping these two guys in the media. And I'm like, well, they got a guy sitting on the sideline that's supposed to be doing a job. It's called coaching. Maybe run a play for him. Maybe do something different. Right. Maybe call a timeout and light a fire under their butts or do something. They did nothing. And now they're in this place, and they have somebody who everybody in not – scoring any points and missing 46 free throws in the playoffs in Philadelphia is a lot different than doing it in Des Moines.
Right.
The crowds may be different.
Yeah.
So he's in for a rough time.
Well, the entire time you leading up to talking about that, was ringing in my head. What was coaching doing?
Exactly. And that's like,
they weren't told to sit on their hands in essence, but I mean, it's, why were they coached into that?
And everybody's like, well, Giannis wasn't guarding Kevin Durant. Why wasn't Giannis guarding Kevin Durant? Ask the coach. I'm sure I've done it a lot. I've coached a lot of kids. I write down a little piece of paper. You have him. And if you don't have him, I'm screaming at you that you have him.
Yes.
And they're all going to Giannis going, why didn't you guard him? And if I was, I mean, Giannis answered it as nice as he could. And I would have went, go ask coach. I was guarding my guy.
Right.
You know, I hate that is where the mental aspect in some of this professional sports ends up, is the constant asking the same question. And then having the next guy try to ask the same question, but change it just a little bit to see if they can get you to say something that you know you're not supposed to say.
Why are we talking about the individuals on this as well? When there are five guys on the floor?
Absolutely. And it is, those five guys had a really bad time. And here's the thing. Atlanta is not even, they're not, if you take Philadelphia and their norm is they're the 85th percentile of the league. Atlanta, they are in the 50 percentile.
Right.
And they came back and won that game because they, guess what they did? They were loosey-goosey.
Right.
What do we have to lose? Right. I'm just going to keep shooting.
That's my golf game.
Yes.
My phone rings about work. My golf game goes. So evidently, your phone wasn't ringing on Friday. We had a good time.
We did. And it just, that's what we do. We not that we were ignoring our phone, because we did not ignore our phones. But yeah, it is. I mean, that's stuff that, you know, we all have to, the mental anguish thing, and we're both sappies, right?
Yeah.
We're men, we cry. That's the whole, I mean, we're sappy.
Yeah.
That takes away.
We have a lot of depth.
Takes away some of the mental anguish because it's an avenue to get it out.
Okay,
right?
Now my wife is going to say that I quote unquote keep it in per se, but I try to be as open as possible, but you know.
But yeah, but we don't, it's not because we don't want to show emotion or we can't show emotion or,
right.
You know, sometimes I don't talk about everything either, but I mean, I do. And I think that is, people that don't have those problems are happy people because they can control that. Right.
Right.
But I think the whole mental aspect of it, and I think we're seeing it more and more and more in sports. You're seeing it in, our kids have played, like you said, they've played athletics. He was playing baseball for Mount Mercy during COVID.
Right.
You don't think that's stressful?
Oh.
I mean, I remember, Nate, we were in Kansas at K-State. They were getting ready. We were getting ready to go to Oral Roberts. And when Rudy Gobert kind of licked his hands and touched the microphone and said, COVID.
Right.
And boom. And that's what these guys had to go through. It's incredibly, I have a thing, it's right here. And since we've both had college athletes, during COVID, NCAA student athletes shared twice as high of historically high mental distress, mental health concerns, and they were particularly high in female and students of color. Female, I mean, I don't know why they, but students of color, family structure, family, right. A lot of that.
Right.
And not being around your family, not being around your family of your sports team like you're supposed to be, or not being around people. Can you imagine? You went to Iowa State. Could you imagine walking around campus and there's nobody at campus during the school year?
Right.
It's unheard of.
No, and it's, I think that was a big thing for Brandon with school. It's what he thought was going to be the normal routine was, it got changed on him. It seemed like, okay, we're going to do it this way. Now we can't do it this way. Now you're going to be tested. There was never a chance for the foundation to set. It just kept this cloud of uncertainty. I mean, it was, hey, I would love to be able to go to class, go to this, and then come home and see you guys. I mean, it was, you know what? You can't do that this week. Now you can't do that this week. Now, okay, yeah, go ahead and go back. And he'd come home, don't come back. And then he'd be home for 5 days. It just was there was no sense of routine.
Yeah.
And that's what really became, it was a weight on all of us, if you know what I mean. You got to have a routine, dude. I mean, if you're open-ended every single day, you're just, You're without a governor. You're just, you know, the motor's wide open.
I say it all the time. 55-year-old, bald, fat guy, only child. I need a routine. If I don't, I may explode. So, you know, I get that. And, you know, that's my push for the NCAA. You know, that's part of their responsibility. They had to do a better job of taking care of these student athletes, and they did not. I mean, they failed at their job of taking care of these student athletes.
Yeah, it just had such a feel of Iowa State figured out their plan, Mercy figured out their plan, Iowa figured out their plan. I mean, we've talked about that.
Yeah, it was individually done instead of having somebody that could give you something. So, and that's the problem, is that as much as we trust Mount Mercy and we trust Iowa State, do we trust everybody? That they were doing it the right way? Probably not.
No.
Just as much as do we trust people if they're, I mean, are the Arizona State's getting ready to get the death penalty in football? When it's Herm Edwards, by the way, that just drives me crazy because I'm a huge Herm Edwards fan.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what pressure does. And if pressure means winning, you know, was everybody doing the right, you know, that's the part I don't like. That's why you need that governing body to govern.
Right. I mean, we've known this, whether it's, I know you've got a NASCAR history, you've got, you know, with MLB and with things. Look at Brady and Belichick. They are going to, not Belichick, I wouldn't write. Anyway, you're going to push the envelope to the maximum amount of just enough to not get in trouble,
right?
To win.
To win.
Right.
And that's what Bruce Arians,
yeah,
in Tampa Bay, and that's what Tom Brady said. Listen, I got to get to know these guys. So I'm bringing them to my house.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
We're going to work out. And if we get in trouble, say Tampa Bay paid for it. I'll pay for it.
Right, exactly.
I've got money. I'm okay.
Go hard.
Have you met my wife? I've got a lot of money. Not because it's all just mine. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way. And anything that Scott and I want to talk about today, we will be back right after this next break.
Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. Drive safe home. Get ready to enjoy the weekend. It's going to be a hot weekend. It's going to cool up. 102 yesterday. It's going to be 72 on Monday. There you go. Living in Iowa. Gotta love it. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Special day for me. It's a Father's Day weekend. I got my brother from another mother in here with me today, Scott Brower. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. We need to talk about BetMGM right now. If you want to do some sports betting in the state of Iowa, download the app, deposit some money, and there is so many things to bet on this weekend. There's so many different parlays. There's so much you can do. Have fun. Gamble responsibly. Make sure that's number one priority. Make sure you gamble what you can afford to lose, but have fun. And I think the best thing about BetMGM is just how easy it is to use. And Scott is uses it as well. And I'm not going to say that he's on a hot streak because it'll give him bad luck.
I'm a dabbler, and I don't know how they're going to stay in business. I am winning.
You're winning, and it is awesome. I have to see if I can find this here. I don't remember what I did with it. It is crazy. Here it is. For the month of May, sports betting in New Jersey was $814 million.
Yes.
That's crazy. So it's New Jersey. I mean, and the tax, when you think of the tax revenue that brings in. But then you're in Michigan. Michigan's had some hard times, right?
Yeah.
$257 million. Indiana, $254 million. Iowa had $114.9 million, which if they could keep that average up, would put them over like $1.2 billion in take, not, you know, just actual betting, okay, which would break a record that I don't think they've seen in the past either. So it changes the way you watch sports. Now I wake up in the morning, and if I go to bed early, which I sometimes do, first thing I look at is I go to BetMGM and see what my dollar amount is. And then I try to figure out what I did wrong. But when you're watching a football game, you know, doing fantasy football is fun, but the whole draft thing, if you're doing it online, it's a lot of fun and, right. and just doing it that way. But if you're doing it in like a setting like we did it at NAP, we didn't get to do it last year because we weren't in there. But the whole draft thing, it's like a 3-hour process, man. It's stressful. I'm stressful drafting my fantasy football team. I can't imagine what these guys are going through drafting their actual football team. But it's a lot of fun. But sports betting, man, it is just crazy how big it has come. All right, here's another one for you. I got two for you. 30 years ago, Unlawful Carnal Knowledge came out. Van Hagar.
Oh God, yes.
30 years.
Yeah.
Are you a excuse me? Are you a David Lee Roth guy or a Sammy Hagar guy?
I am a Sammy Hagar fan Sammy as a standalone.
Yes.
When I can't lump it into Van Halen, Van Hagar, that I was one or the other, because I love the Van Halen days. You know, Jamie's Crying, Diver Down. I mean, all the good original stuff. That's what it, you know, started with. 1984. Good Lord. I mean, I remember in the back two rows of a bus on a school field trip in eighth grade going to Decorah, Iowa, and we listened to that album over and over. Well, it was a cassette, you know, on the bus, but it was. That was it. But when Sammy came out, you're like, with Van Halen, you're like, I just don't see the personalities working, and they nailed it. I mean,
oh, they did.
But Sammy is such a standalone personality on his own that when they became Van Hagar, in essence, it just amazing.
Yeah, and this is the story that I tell about Van Halen. If I had to listen to it on my stereo, I like the David Lee Roth.
Right.
Seeing them in concert, it's no contest. Sammy Hagar's way better.
Right.
In concert. And you know, the rest of them.
Okay,
David Lee Roth.
A performer.
Right. He's a performer. He's a
circus.
But he wasn't singing, man. They were taping his singing, because he's not in that good a shape that he could be doing his splits and his kicks and his woo when he's going woo and he's supposed to be singing.
Yeah.
I just liked it. I've seen them a couple of times each, and not that it was a huge difference, but I'm a huge Sammy Hagar fan. I may be a bigger Sammy Hagar fan now that he's doing, you know, he's with Michael Anthony and all that, but I like his tequila stuff he does.
And he's hooked up with Guy Fieri. You put those food and liquor together, and music, yeah, I'm in.
$84 million contract Guy Fieri signed for 3 years. To keep doing what he's doing with Food Network.
Wow.
$84 million for a guy to go around and eat at restaurants and have all the chefs in the world come out to his house and cook. $84 million.
It's not his real hair, you know that.
Yeah, we could have done that.
I
don't know if we could cook as well.
No, but it's that whole talent thing.
Oh,
we need a little of that.
Exactly. The personality thing, we could have nailed that. I mean, that's not a big... Here's the interesting one, and we talked about this yesterday. So, Shelley Houlihan, okay, she's an elite distance runner running for the Olympics, is an Iowan, trains with Kelsey Schweitzer. They're on the same Nike team. Tested positive for a steroid. Now, you're a cook. You love to cook, and we're going to hit that in the second hour. She said that she had a pork burrito, and that the only way that she had a steroid derivative get into her body was because she ate a pork burrito. You understand this stuff. Any possibility of that?
Okay, if you're going to be a high-end athlete and under the microscope,
why are you putting something
take away every variable? Because it you know, if you think there could be a problem, eliminate the problem. Why is she eating something that either she didn't have prepared by somebody who was in her corner,
right,
or prepared herself? The excuse seems like an excuse to me.
Right.
But
I had people saying yesterday, and they actually took the argument that I took and went the other way. I said the same thing you just said. You're watching every single minuscule thing that goes into your body, from what you're eating, what you're drinking, what you're taking as all that stuff. And you had this happen. Okay. And then, but they used the other that said, you know, maybe, something that she took something that mixed with something that I'm like, I don't know. And it was a trace and they didn't do a second test. And here's the part that I was on their side with, because the testing thing and the Olympic Committee, I trust as much as I trust the NCAA, which isn't much, or the federal government. I didn't say that out loud.
Wow. Wow. You had to say that when I'm around. Okay, great.
No. I think I trust the federal government more than I trust the NCAA. Not by much.
Wow, that is a full fledged chip on that shoulder.
Yeah, not as much.
Okay.
But you know, I want to believe her because she's a good gal. Right. I get it. Talent.
What, they can't go back and test again?
Well, one and done is what they said. So they took her out of the races. I mean, in the Olympics, I don't understand that either.
Okay, if it was a – can't they go retest – what, they made one burrito and eliminated the rest of the meat? They can't – I mean
– I don't know. And that's – it's no different. They gave – so this was my other thing that I was on her side. They gave the horse at the Kentucky Derby more tests than they gave an elite athlete.
I was gonna say NyQuil and hay. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. And it was some guy who came in here and yeah.
Yeah.
No. That's not a lot of stable guys are taking a lot of steroids to be stable guys that could urinate on hay and the horse eat it and get steroids.
Okay. And let's go back to the whoever created the quote unquote pork burrito. I don't want that stigma of I got steroids in my burritos. I mean, somebody would step up and go, hey, it wasn't us. I mean, it seems to have stopped too quickly with, oh, you're out.
Yeah. And that's what I thought too, for the Olympics, that you would think that they would take it another step, which yeah. I also think that, you know, the NCAA would treat their athletes better than they treat themselves, but hey, no, we don't do that either. So that's okay too. We got about a minute left. We're going to go into a 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk a little Iowa State and we're going to talk a little, start thinking. We're going to do a best five albums.
Oh, you mean the ones you left at my house after album and wine night?
But that's not my best five. That was just five. You had quirky albums. I brought you quirky albums over to your house.
What is it? Herb Alberts and the T-Hunter Brass? That's not quirky.
That's quirky.
A staple.
It's a staple, but it's quirky. No, I mean five. If you had to go to an island, it's the only thing you can listen to.
Oh man,
I was thinking about it on the drive in today, and we have much more stuff we can talk about. B Styles is going to come in, so we're going to talk NBA when B comes in here, and then we got the last segment of the day. So we're just flying through this stuff. First hour's over, buddy.
Well,
in 2-1-0, just like that.
Boom.
First hour, you're a pro.
You're an easy man to follow.
You're a knocking it out of the park. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. It's Father's Day weekend. Make sure you are loving and kind to your fathers and your mothers, because that's the only reason that fathers are still here. We will be back, Scott and I, together right after this break.